at the end of the day, it's his hair. He can do what he wants.
His strength is gone.
Yeah, but I can open a door now without ripping it off its hinges. It's a big loss.
It is not just a loss. It's a potential catastrophe.
What are you talking about?
Oh, Mum. Sorry.
Don't you dare answer that.
I'm sorry, Mum. Hello?
Samson.
Oh, hi. Yeah, hang on a minute.
Well, who is it?
Delilah.
Tell her I'm going to kill her.
My mum says hi.
I really think you're overreacting, Tracy.
Overreacting.
Okay, yeah, I'll see you in 5 minutes.
Where are you going? Is he going straight out again?
Yeah, outside Inverness.
Looks like it.
Yeah, me too. See ya.
Are you going straight out again?
Yeah. Sorry. I just think you need some time to calm down.
He's got a point.
I forbid you to go.
Just go, son.
Phil, whose side are you on?
See you later, son.
I'm sorry, Mum. I'll see you later, Dad. Bye, Mum. Sorry.
I can't believe you let him go.
What do you mean, let him go? If he wants to go out, we can't stop him. If he wants to cut his hair, we can't stop him doing that either. He's a man now.
He's only 16.
Come here.
What?
Just come here. Look at him.
What?
Look at him walking down the street. Just look at him. He's so tall.
He's always been tall.
But normally he stoops, he hunches his shoulders. You know, like he was embarrassed or something, trying to make himself shorter.
What are you talking about?
He doesn't want to be the world's strongest man, Tracy. He wants to sit on a chair without breaking it. He wants to go out with a girl. He wants to be a normal person.
What if he dies?
Sorry?
You don't think that God might...
What?
Might take him back.
Tracy, love.
When we got him, you know, when he was a baby, just born, I vowed I'd do everything right. Everything perfect.
And you have.
What if God doesn't see it that way?
Then God's a fool.
Oh, don't say that.
But I don't think God is a fool. Do you think God's a fool?
I don't know. He can be pretty vengeful, can't he? Pretty severe sometimes.
Listen, probably he wanted Samson to save those kids from that tree. And now Samson's done that. So he no longer needs to have his hair like a girl.
Oh, I hope you're right. I want to believe you're right.
We've just got to have faith.
Yeah.
What choice have we got? Really?
No choice.
No choice. So stop worrying. Tracy?
Okay. I'll try.
In Samson and Delilah by Katie Himms, Samson was played by James Alexandru and Delilah by Katie Angelou. Tracy was Claire Rushbrook, Phil was Stuart McLaughlin and the Angel was Sean Baker. Marie was played by Joanna Munro. The teacher was Jane Whittenshaw and Gary was Niasha Hatendi. The director was Jessica Dromgoole. And tomorrow's essay, if you like, at 11 o'clock here on Radio 3. Well, in it, Roy Williams retells the story of David and Goliath, and he sets it on a London estate and finds uneasy parallels with today. And if you've missed any of these new retold mystery plays, well, you can catch all 5 new mystery plays together this Sunday evening at 9 o'clock. That's as our drama on 3. BBC Radio 3, 90-93 FM, on digital radio and online. It's time for Late Junction with Max Reinhardt.
The world is waiting for the sunrise and covered with dew, and while the world is waiting for the sunrise, then my heart is calling you. The world is waiting for the sunrise, every little rosebud.
There's a lovely optimistic song with a pedigree. Everybody from Duke Ellington and Django Reinhardt to the early Beatles have covered it, since it was originally written shamefacedly under a pseudonym by Canadian classical pianist Ernest Zeitz in 1918. And that was a 21st century version recorded onto mini-disc on their kitchen table by Los Angeles-based duo Les Shelleys. Or possibly Les Shelleys, who knows. Welcome to Late Junction. I'm Max Reinhardt, and don't worry, it doesn't get any sweeter than that tonight. Why, in a moment, Esther Lamneck on the Hungarian reed instrument, the Tárogató, and Roberto Fabriziani on hyperbass flute take the music down as deep as they can blow with a piece entitled 2 minutes and 1 second. Let's banish the syrup, first of all, though, with Sequentia, who are playing this medieval Icelandic fiddle piece in memory of the Norse god Baldur, the brave and good son of Woden.
Thank you.
a North African soundscape there, Vandal, created by the Jadid Ensemble. Now, here's a confession. I don't think I've ever played any of Stevie Wonder's music on Late Junction. Till now.
I'm too high, too low, but it's just the sky, yeah. Too high, too high, but ain't touch the sky. She's a girl in a dream. She's a boy I got you watching on the TV screen. She takes another pull and says it's a crazy scene. The rain is rain, and she's a tangerine. I'm too high, I'm too high, but I ain't left the ground. I'm too high, too high, I hope I've never come down. She's a girl in the light, but the world's a superficial paradise. Get a chance to make it big more than once or twice. But no dice, she was very nice.
Yeah.
Klung Appelgading Dadia Pandey, conducted by Nyoman Kasa, playing Leon Sari, a melody based on a local Balinese popular song. Apparently a common phenomenon in gamelan music, and also in soul music, because before that we heard another popular song from Amp Fiddler, his version of Stevie Wonder's Too High, definitely emphasising the darker side of the story Stevie was telling. Back to North Africa. Here's an epic piece created and performed by pianist Austin Peralta that explores both the dark and the joyous sides of the city of Algiers.
Thank you.
Algiers, by the supremely talented young pianist Austin Peralta. At 15 years of age, he was a featured performer with his own trio at the Tokyo Jazz Festival, and even now he's only reached the ripe old age of 21. That was Algiers from his new album, Endless Planets. And talking of child prodigies, here's another. Chris Thiele, very possibly the finest mandolin player on this planet. He's had a successful and much-admired recording career since the age of 13, first with Nickel Creek, then with the Punch Brothers, and now he's recorded an album of 16 classic bluegrass tunes with guitarist Michael Daves. This is their version of Bill Monroe's Cry, Cry, Darling.
Thank you.
The Wiretapper alternate edit of The Anti-Gravitational Sense of Nothingness by brothers Maurizio and Roberto Appalio, better known as Turin's experimental avant-garde duo My Cat is an Alien. That track comes originally from their 3-CD box set What Space is Made For. Is space made for 3-CD box sets? It's certainly made for dances like this one, written by Jean Baudel nearly 1,000 years ago, Les Empins, played by the Dufay Collective. Thank you. the Estonian Philharmonic Chamber Choir, with soloists Iris Oja and Alan Voormer, performing the fourth and final movement of Eric Bergman's Laponia, a work which he intended to conjure up the landscape and the people of Lapland using only the human voice. New talent on the block, Londoner James Blake, also spotlights the power of the voice in his work, as well as borrowing a trick or two from Amp Fiddler, I think. This is I Never Learnt to Share.
My brother and my sister don't speak to me, but I don't blame them, but I don't blame them. My brother and my sister don't speak to me, but I don't blame them, but I don't blame them. My brother and my sister don't speak to me, but I don't blame them, but I don't blame them. My brother and my sister don't speak to me, but I don't blame them. We'll be right back.
در حال سقوط از یک بلندی هستی. وقتی داری به سمت زمین میفتی، با یه دسته موجودات ریز برخورد میکنی. اونا زیادن و متراکم و تقریبا قوی. زمانی که با اونا برخورد میکنی، اونا بدن تو رو میپوشونن و سرعت پرتاب تو کم میکنن. اینطوری میشه وقتی که به زمین میخوری از خطر مرگ نجات پیدا میکنی.
James Brewster's Wingbeat Fishin' and Your Life Was But a Trick of the Light. Effectively, that's the finale of his concept CD As a Hovering Insect Mass Breaks Your Fall, and featured spoken word from Iranian puppet artist Sudabe Haji and vocals from James himself, along with Susie Gage from Bristol band You and the Atom Bomb. Here's another band that first came into my life late last year at the 10th anniversary celebration of Lucy Duran's World Roots programme. It's the Azerbaijani Mugam ensemble Churan. The four musicians cast a remarkable spell over the entire audience, and hopefully you're going to feel that power from this recording. With Gorchak Askarov on vocals, Malik Mansurov on tar and oud, Elnur Mikhailov on kamancha, and Shukur Elayev on percussion, this is Nigaranam, I Am Concerned. Thank you.
gözümde kar, derbimde arzu kar. Bu hesreti daşıyır, sensiz daşıyır. Ben bir teh yaşayıram, sensiz yaşayıram. Təkcə səndən ey nigaranam, səndən nigaranam. Ömür ötüb keçib aram-aram, heç bilmirsən bəlkə yoxam varam, yalnız səni, səni soruşaram, səndən nigaranam. Ömür ötüb keçib aram-aram, heç bilmirsən bəlkə yoxam varam, yalnız səni, səni soruşaram, səndən yaranam, səndən yaranam. Yalnız
Music of the Trouvères there from the Dufay Collective. Adam de la Haye's Dieu soit en cette maison, God be in this house, traditionally sung later in the year, well, all right, at Christmas rather than just before Easter. But hey, I've always seen Lake Junction as a parallel universe. Here's one of the electroacoustic watershed works of the 20th century, a simultaneous performance of John Cage's aria with Fontana mix for voice and magnetic tape. And the voice here is Kathy Berberian.
Спокойню важностью. Где она? Видела facilmente.
beast.
Idiot, look. Yoshka sank,
not as bad, not as long.
That shall continue, breaking the shell far removed.
C'è folcloristica al...
Oblati et la vostra vita. Posso amare totalmente solo, totoc, tosioc, si ranuscia la verità.
Thank you. Kathy Barbarian, performing John Cage's aria with Fontana Mix, produced by Earl Brown in 1962. You're listening to Lake Junction on BBC Radio 3, and if you'd like a full listing of all the music I'm playing on tonight's programme, or if you'd like to listen again over the next 7 days, just check the Radio 3 webpages. Here's this week's third and final Chopin Nocturne. It has been called the noblest nocturne of them all. Nocturne 13 in C minor, Opus 48, number 1. It's played here by Nelson Frere. Ilahi Kulu, the words of a rickshaw driver from southern Madagascar put to music by Tarika. And that brings us very close to the end of Lake Junction for tonight, and indeed for this week. Throughout next week, Lake Junction will be starting at the later time of 11:30. So until then, on Tuesday, I'm going to leave you with Theo Travis on soprano sax, Mark Wood on baritone guitar, and John Marshall on drums. Sand Dance. Thank you.
You're listening to Through the Night here on BBC Radio 3 with me, Karishme Felfeli. We revisit the 2010 BBC Proms celebration of Mahler's 150th birthday with a performance of his immense Third Symphony in D minor. The work was completed in 1897, just before Mahler was appointed as conductor to the Vienna Opera following his conversion to Catholicism, and is, as Mahler himself said, a work of such magnitude that it actually mirrors the whole world. This symphony, like most of Mahler's large-scale works, makes demands of epic proportions not just from the listener, but also from the huge orchestra, children's choruses, alto soloist and conductor. It's easy to get lost and confused, especially during the epic first movement, but Mahler's own words serve as the best possible guide to the entire symphony, which he describes as a musical poem that progresses through all the stages of evolution, beginning with inanimate nature and proceeding step by step to God's love. Yes, indeed, by the time we get to the sixth and final movement, which Mahler had originally titled What Love Tells Me, it seems as though everyone, musicians, singers, conductor and listener, are rewarded after their heaven-scaling journey with a staggering view of great beauty, one that will stay with them for the rest of their lives.